22 months and 7 days after my husband died, I joined an online dating service, even though my 13-year-old daughter was against the idea. And when I say against the idea, I mean lock herself in her room, guilt me into submission about no one ever replacing her father, even though I repeatedly assured her that would never happen, against the idea. Of course, I realized that my adolescent was not about to dictate my hopefully romantic life. So I joined the service and entered the world of cyber dating. Within a day or so after I signed up, I had several hits from men with whom I had nothing in common. They obviously did not read my profile, perhaps took a passing look at my photos, and apparently decided I was the woman for them. I do not want to know these types of men. So I became more aggressive in my search, took a deep breath, and emailed a man I thought seemed interesting. In fact, I emailed several men. The responses were immediate, and no matter how shallow the validation, it calmed my initial nervousness and gave me the incentive I needed to stick with it. Unfortunately, my daughter was horrified that, one, there were men who found her mother attractive, and, two, that I may be actually dim-witted enough to go on a date with one of these guys. But I was delighting in the attention. So flattering were these emails. So seemingly sincere were these men, and as it turns out, so gullible was I. It wasn't long before I realized that for every lonely man earnestly searching for a match, there were at least 10 who regarded it as trolling in the 21st century. This isn't the way one is supposed to meet another, to have and to hold forever and ever, amen, I thought. Now, the last time I had a date was in 1990 with my soon-to-be husband. 1990. No internet, no digital cameras, no instant access to the life and times of some stranger who may actually live in my neighborhood. At least in the old days, all of 18 years ago, I could meet a guy in a bar or a party or even at work, make eye contact, share conversation, and possibly phone numbers. I had a voice to go with the face, and at least an inkling of whether or not I actually wanted to breathe the same air as this person. And it didn't cost me $35.99 a month for the privilege. Here in the ether of the internet, I told all the other lonely people out there paying their monthly fee about myself and what I wanted in a partner before ever having met. Nevertheless, as I said, for every 10 to be put in the recycle bin, there may be one who goes into the save file. After my initial date with an online match, my daughter snorted and retreated again to the safety of her room. By my third outing with this man, my daughter actually took me aside and told me she saw a difference in me. I was smiling more, she said. She didn't actually say that I was no longer being a sad sack whiner, but she did say that she liked being around me now. "You seem happy," she said, "and that makes me happy." Although the relationship with this man didn't last, it got me back out there for the first time since the last century. My initiation into the world of cyber dating has allowed me to meet a few terrific guys who've become my friends. I'm learning to manage this strangely explicit yet shadowy style of meeting other human beings. And my daughter, she likes me again.